time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired! Yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Kara. It's Thursday, August 12th. We're back in the studio live together. Yet once again.
Da, 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 da.
Welcome to you, my dear.
Welcome to you, Sam.
How are you doing this morning?
You know, I'm doing good. I got my little workout outfit on again. I'm going to actually go running. I'm leaving my car here.
You've been active.
I'm active. Crazy.
What, you going to run around here?
Yeah, I want to go up this, the, what is it, this, what is it, Dickens Street?
Yeah.
And it
kind of
goes down far, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to run around in that little neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a cool neighborhood.
In case people care. They don't care. They don't know what we're talking about.
It's a cool street. It's pretty cool. You getting a phone call?
Well, we're going to see if it's our guest. That's
okay. We take phone calls during the show here as well. So
okay, awesome.
You guys shouldn't be surprised or anything. We are expecting a guest.
He's
but,
here. Should I go grab him? Or
he's
not?
Here.
Or just tell him to wait?
No, tell him to come in.
Okay, hold on one second. Yeah. So I forgot to tell you this. I went out the other night to go see a show.
Uh-huh.
To go see a show. And there was this artist that was playing, very, very good artist. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she... This guy behind me the whole time was talking and wouldn't shut up, like loud talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he sounds like he's wheeling and dealing. And anyway, long story short, I mean, the whole set is over. And
right.
he comes, he's just sitting there and I go up to him like, hey, and I was like, hey man, I hope that you, hope you had a really good time. I mean, mm-hmm. was the conversation good?
Right.
I said, were you guys wheeling and dealing? Is this like a Wall Street issue? I want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
Freaked them the hell out.
Really?
He's like, oh. And he's like, yeah, I'm on radio. I said, oh, that's funny. I'm on radio too. He's like, yeah, I'm from Houston. And, he goes, I'm from Houston. And I was like, oh, that's funny. I'm from Houston too. Anyway, total jerk, man.
Uh-huh.
And it was just kind of freaked him out a bit because I was like, oh, so what were y'all talking about? Like, I didn't leave. I made it really awkward and uncomfortable. And then we go up to the artist. We tell the artist she did a great job. Invited mm-hmm. her on the show. She's actually been on LA Talk Radio before, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, long story short, he comes waltzing up and he's like, yeah, I'm from Houston. I'm on the radio. Mm-hmm. He's like, you're really great. You're really great. You're really great. And I'm thinking, like, you didn't even listen to her. But all my friends that I was with, they were happy. I went up to him. They were like, go up to him and say something. I was like, I'm about to.
Yeah. So is he like famous or anything?
He's on a prominent radio show in Houston, but mm-hmm. I mean, whatever.
Did you recognize him?
Hell no.
No, you don't know who that is.
No. But here's the thing, in LA, you don't rattle off your resume in LA because everybody's doing something.
Right.
So you don't go, yeah, I'm from Houston. I'm fucking, you know, like anybody could do that. You could Google, I mean, everybody's, half my friends have done shit that's huge. You know what I mean? And they're still trying to figure out their next gig. So my point is, it was just really funny and awkward. But anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. I forgot.
Well, thank you very much. I got to tell you about last night. We have a show called Inside the Industry here.
Okay.
And it's about the porn industry.
Oh, okay.
So there were like three women here, porn stars, uh-huh. with James, who does the show.
Uh-huh.
These chicks were like going crazy, right? Uh-huh. Drinking vodka and shit. Before you know it, they're like taking off their shirts, drinking vodka off of each other's nipples. Uh-huh. And then one of them actually stood up and the other girl started eating her out.
No, Sam. Yes. You're not allowed to tell me shit like this.
Why?
You know I'm going to get pissed.
Why?
I think that's so awful.
Why would you get pissed at something like that?
You know
it wasn't at your expense.
No, but I don't want to hear that and hear that it's happening here. It's just weird.
It's not weird.
Live oral sex on the radio?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear
people
shit like that.
People do all kinds of shit.
You're just like...
We should have it on our show.
Hell no. No, I'm sorry. No, I walk out.
You'll walk out?
I walk
really?
Out. That's disgusting.
Why?
Two women eating each other out on a freaking radio show. It's completely disrespectful. It's completely disrespectful.
To whom?
It's disrespectful to even women in general.
It's
I don't want to see
it. Kind of
if
show.
I have to see it, guess what? It's just I don't want to see that shit. That's
okay,
disgusting.
Well, we won't make you see it.
I won't. I'll
I
freaking
promise.
I will grab a bitch and throw her down. And I'll be like, get your skanky ass out. I'm sorry.
Really?
I will. Yeah. And I'll take your nasty vodka.
Well, if it's your show, not
you know,
if it's someone else's.
Yeah,
show.
I'm not gonna tell them what to do. It's, I respect people's choice. I'm just saying,
right.
You know, let's leave it on their show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, if I wanted two chicks to eat each other out here, I would do it, and then you'd have to walk out. What can I say?
Why would you do that? That's disrespectful.
Because it's not disrespectful.
No. If I'm telling you right now that it bothers me and I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
There you go. You're smart enough, guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I am smart enough?
Yeah, you're smart enough.
Okay. Well, don't threaten.
I'm not threatened. I'm just telling you. I think that that's just like a slap in the face of somebody that it's offensive to.
Okay.
Just like, you know what? Just like if people don't want to hear my God talk, you know? And it gets to a point where they're like, look, I can't hear this. I'm going to shut up.
Yeah?
When in a certain situation, because it's offensive to them.
And I see.
As long as it's not violating my rights, you know what I mean? But you know.
Right. But it's okay if it's offensive. I mean, you're on the radio. It's your show. You can say whatever you
well,
want.
Well, no, I'm saying in a certain context, if somebody feels like they're being badgered by me, which has happened.
Right.
You know, I go, oh, okay, you know what? Look, I'm going to back off because... You know, it's not about taking away my rights to say what I believe, but if it's something about proselytizing to them,
right.
Converting them, and they feel pushed or whatever, I'm gonna back off. You know.
I see.
So my point is whatever.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, we'll respect you in the future.
Okay, thank
but,
you.
But nevertheless,
don't get me pissed. I'm already pissed.
It was a cool scene, let me tell you.
Oh my God, were you there and you watched it?
I was here. Yeah, I was here.
Oh my God.
Not
gosh.
Inside the room, but yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Anyway, we've got a guest that walked into the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce him
oh
to
my
us?
Gosh.
Try to stay close to the mic, will you?
You guys, we have a really awesome dude here. He's a Facebook friend. He's in broadcasting himself. He's super young, which is pretty interesting for what he's done. He looks like he's got some important Facebook photos with some important people. You guys, give it up for my pal here. We got Daniel Edward Stark.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well,
this is quite
morning.
A setup
Welcome
you guys
to the
got
show,
here.
Yeah.
I like this
Edward
setup
is
you
the
got.
Name?
Daniel Edward Stark.
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Daniel.
Most of my friends call me Danny, you know?
Uh-huh.
Am I not?
We'll
enough?
Call you
you're
Danny,
good,
too.
So why do you have... Is Edward your middle, or are you, like, married and you took her last name?
No. No, I'm... that's my middle
yeah.
name. That's my middle name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's a great name.
Bringing the middle name back, because it's, like, lost. People don't use their middle name normally.
I know, I have a lot of friends that are, like, I have a middle name.
Yeah.
Just like, you know,
I don't
you're
even
weird.
Have a middle name. I don't know.
You don't have a middle name?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Sam Hashon?
Hashon?
No, how do you say it? Israeli style.
Hashon?
Yes.
Is that Russian? Armenian?
No, that's Hebrew.
Hebrew? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
All right. Look at you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, don't mess it up. I know when people, like, you know, they're from a certain origin, if you get it wrong, sometimes they get offended. Do you get offended?
Well, no, I don't get offended. That's why I go by Hassan. You know, then it's easy for everybody to say, and everybody's happy. Right?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So, you want us to call you Danny, then?
Danny's fine. Yeah, Danny's great.
So, Danny, where are you originally from? Are you from LA?
I'm from California, originally.
Really?
I came from Orange County today, so.
Wow.
I'm not used to the 101 during
morning
drive.
Nobody is, yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, geez, I thought leaving at 8:30 would be good enough, but
no.
I guess not.
An hour and a half, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you coming down here, man.
Oh, no, thanks for inviting me. This is quite a setup you guys have here.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I love it. You guys got these things to stop popping your peas and all that stuff.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
we
great.
Think about everything here, man.
You guys keep it real. I love this thing.
Actually, we do it so Kira doesn't spit on the microphone.
Yeah, because I got a real problem with something. Just me. They're like, Kara's in the studio. Let's wrap up those mics. You know, she's got that drool thing. We don't like to bring it up because it makes her feel insecure. But
yeah,
anyway.
She sprays all over the place.
Were you serious about that thing? What you were just talking about?
Yeah.
What happened last night?
Yeah.
Oh man, I've got church friends that listen to this now. Man, what's going on here?
Yeah. Oh, you got church friends? Oh.
I know. I heard you the other day. You don't like church boys, right? I'm not exactly a church boy.
Well,
but,
No.
She hangs out a lot at the church.
No, I love church people. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, generally there's a feminization in church, and most guys are like...
Well, no, I'm not feminine.
Okay, but don't stress.
You don't come across as feminine.
No. But I'm saying generally, I mean, you know, there's a little bit of, like, a feminization in church. You've got to see that, right? Kumbaya.
I will definitely say that there is.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
yeah, like nice guys, a lot of homosexuals that are kind of under...
I would say in my religion, some guys are a little too nice.
Yeah.
And I'm one of the Mormons.
You're one of the Mormons.
Yeah.
So you're like overly nice. Is that what you're...
I'm not overly nice.
No.
I haven't been Mormon my entire life. So,
I see. Okay.
So I'm not overly nice, but I'll be nice.
Did you say you have or haven't been Mormon?
I haven't been Mormon.
Joke, right?
What?
Was that Mormon thing a joke?
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh. Are you Mormon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get this. Okay, I thought this was a joke. Okay, so you're Mormon, but you haven't done the Mormon thing?
No, well, I haven't been Mormon my entire life. I've only been Mormon for about 6 years.
Oh, so it's new. Okay. So then, have you done the mission thing?
No, I'm not cool enough to do that.
Seriously?
No, it's got nothing to do with coolness. I've just made one too many mistakes.
Really?
Really? How does that work? They like opt you out if you've got like if you're like he just started.
No, it's not like that. It's more like some people are on a different path of life, you know, and this guy mission's probably not in the cards for him. And it's basically up to us and me. I'm not used to, you know, giving up 2 years of my life and just going out preaching the word and stuff like that. I'm just I was never like brought up that way.
Right.
So I was like when I first got in, I was like, I don't have to do this. I was like, no.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
okay.
How did you guys meet? At church?
No, I met him.
I don't know. She meets a lot of people.
He's a listener of the show, and he's like, hey, how's it work? I'd love to come on. And da-da-da. I invited him on
really
the show,
cool.
And I said, yeah, come on. He does.
So you didn't know each other before?
No.
Oh wow.
Believe it or not,
cool.
I talked to you first, Sam.
Really?
Yeah, it was on a Sunday. I talked to you first, and you're giving me the whole rundown of this place.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I told you. It's like he's really interested in you know, coming on and checking it out. And
that's pretty cool. So you got in touch with her, and you said you want to come on the show.
Yeah, the whole thing is
I invited him.
You guys never met before?
No.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I could have been
actually
a child molester for all she
there
knew.
You go. I would have thrown her out the window.
Well, I'm not a child,
here.
So we're good with that.
And I'm not a child molester, so hey,
there
it all
go.
Works out.
Perfect.
Yeah, no, but I just started asking her. I was like, hey, dude, is it worth it?
Yeah.
And she's just like, are you looking to get rich off this thing or something? I was just like, no.
Yeah.
I'm just looking to put my name out there and, you know, get some recognition and a lot of experience.
Yeah, this is fun. So you've been in broadcasting before? What have you done?
Yeah, I've actually gone to broadcasting school. And, I mean, I'm in broadcasting right now, but I'm not allowed to reveal to whom I'm associated with.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I consulted with my boss yesterday. He's like, yeah. Just,
okay.
You're
must
cool.
not be important. Okay.
He's just like, just make sure.
Yeah.
Not,
don't plug our.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Show.
Yeah, it makes sense too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No problem.
Especially after the whole incident last night, you just explained.
Yeah. There you go. Nobody
right.
wants to
well,
be associated.
Well, this is. I mean, this is the thing about internet. It's uncensored 100%.
Right.
And you know, as
I love that free speech thing. You know, the First Amendment. It's great.
Yeah.
I love this country.
Yeah. Don't we all? Yeah. And actually, not everybody does.
What, loves free speech?
Loves the country.
Oh, no, that's
unfortunately,
true.
Unfortunately, yeah.
No, that's true. Well, you know, that's life. They're
what are
allowed,
you gonna
and they're allowed to not love it.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But they
the
shouldn't be here. Exactly.
Yeah, see, there you go.
What is it? We had, was it, I think Christopher Rice, Anne Rice's son, was on here, and he was saying how he was like, yeah, you know, people that bitch about L.A., he's like, you know, one of his friends would always say, you know what, there's a plane that leaves every hour out of L.A.
You can get
and
the
I thought the
out.
Same thing about the country. I'm like, you know, not that you shouldn't, not that you can't want to reform or better the country or whatever, but that, you know, if you're going to be just a skeptic and a cynic and somebody that's constantly bitching, you know, like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this reminds me about the scam. The reason I'm saying that is because I was thinking America and other countries. But a friend of ours called this morning, and she's been a victim of a scam. Her email was hacked, And this is not the first time I've heard of this. I've gotten this before. And what happens is the hackers take her entire address book and send them emails that say she's in London, she went for a short trip, lost her passport, her money, and please send money.
Yeah.
And her sister sent some money.
Shit.
Yeah. So, You know, once I got this for one of the hosts on the station, and I thought, why would he be sending this to me? And I knew right away there's something wrong there.
No, I've gotten those from people, but it is a scam. Let people know these scams, because I got scammed by another thing. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I figured out I got scammed, I asked people, and they're like, oh, yeah, I knew about that. And I was like, why didn't anybody freaking tell me?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I was like, it would have saved me $2,000. Seriously. Yeah. $2,000.
I almost got a loft apartment in Long Beach for $200, but, found out that was a scam, too. the person was in Nigeria on a mission or something.
Yeah,
like
the
that,
Nigerian
so.
Ones, yeah.
We've done, I went to Austin recently, and we were doing VRBO, which is Vacation Rental by Owner. Really great, great deal. If you guys ever looking to travel and you want to stay in a really cool place, and it's actually usually generally a little less expensive than a hotel,
right,
and you're staying like in the city or wherever it is, VRBO is great, or vacation rentals, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So I was looking on different deals and different sites, and then I did go on Craigslist because they have a whole vacation rental section. I was like, I'll just look to see what's there.
Right.
I found an incredible deal that it wasn't too cheap to where it's weird, but it was definitely a steal. Mm-hmm. And it was like in the heart of downtown. And we started pursuing, kind of going through the cost and the availability, and then going through everything. And then, you know, it just, something wasn't adding up. And like the typing was consistently a little off. Like the language was a little bit like, you know, this is just jacked up. And then we were like, well, give us a physical address, because I have a friend that's in Austin, and we'll go down and take a look at it. And they wouldn't give it to us. And we're like, peace out. You know, and it's just like, you just have to get savvy with dealing and wheeling on the internet, because there's just so many scams, and they're all seriously from
And this
Nigeria.
One doesn't look like a scam, because there's nothing to click, you know, and you figure, you know, what are they really trying to do?
So she sent money to her sister?
But, yeah, she sent money to her sister.
Like via Western Union?
Probably. I don't know how they did it. But,
how much did she send?
A couple grand.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Do you believe it?
Well, they keep doing it because these things keep working. For me, what happened was the mystery shopper.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, did you know about the mystery shopper?
No.
Well, everybody out there, what'll happen is they'll say, we need mystery shoppers. And they'll give you a list of all these things you need to do, which is they have you go to different establishments, and then you have to write an evaluation on each one. And then the last one you go is to Western Union, and you send money via Western Union. And you take in the money, there's actually a portion that's your commission that you do. Mm. Anyway, so I did this twice. And what they do is they send you a check, a MoneyGram check, and they basically, you cash it at your bank and then send the cash Western Union. But prior to doing that, you go to I went to all these different establishments to do customer service review on it.
Right.
You know, so it kind of looked like they were making me go through like this thing, and I was like, oh, this is legit.
Yeah.
And then the second one I got, I went to go cash it. They were like, this isn't. This is fraudulent. I was like, what? And I was like, what do you mean? I said, I just cashed this another one the other day. They're like, yeah, it's fraudulent.
Really?
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I was so pissed.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, people will try and steal money from you, doesn't matter how, you know, and you got to really be careful. I mean, you know, if you know somebody, you know, what are they doing going to England without telling you, the first thing, and, you know, and I mean, you know, I would think about this. If you got stuck somewhere without money, I think the hotel would let you at least make a few phone calls, you know? So why would somebody solicit money by email?
Yeah, and I mean, that's completely right. And honestly, it's like once I started asking around, this is what happened to me, and my aunt, who lives in the freaking backwoods of Texas, is like, oh, yeah, I saw that on 2020. Didn't you know about this? And I'm like, would have loved a heads up on that, you know?
So, I mean, yeah, we're smart now, but I'm sure I would have fallen for it too, you know, if it was my brother or something. It
sucks.
You know?
Yeah, that does suck. I'm so paranoid about that kind of stuff. I don't even buy anything off Craigslist.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't want anyone coming to my house.
Yeah.
Bringing me something, you know.
No.
Are you afraid to buy things online?
No. I'll buy like the stuff on eBay or Amazon and stuff like that.
Places
just like,
you know.
Yeah, stuff like Craigslist pass.
Yeah.
Well,
there's too many crooks out there, man.
Craigslist is like one big flea market, but you know what? There's some diamonds in the rough, but you got to go in there with some ammo, some weaponry, some freaking defense shields, laser tag.
Well, not
whatever.
Here in California. I mean, you can barely carry a knife here in California.
Mm.
I mean, back where you're from, Texas, you could probably carry a loaded weapon, right?
Actually, you know, it's so funny because I've been in LA for pretty much my whole adult life. But when I go back, I went to Austin and I had some friends, and I have this friend, Amy, who she talks like this. Mm-hmm. And her and the guy who's seeing Dan, they were getting into an argument about how you can, about concealed weaponry. And they were both like, she's like, no, I can bring my gun with me wherever I want if I have this, this, and this. And he's like, no, you have to have this, this, and this. And they're actually like debating this, and this is normal. Like, this is just normal life. I'm like, why do you need a gun? And she's she owns a lot of property and has a lot of rentals and things like that. And she's, mm-hmm. she was like,
that makes sense.
She was talking about how she was going to go to one of the places that she couldn't get these people evicted.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
she was going to stand there with her gun and act as though they were intruders.
Isn't that what the sheriff's department is for?
Well, you know, they weren't.
Not in Texas,
you know, when there was.
Man.
Wild well, West. There was apparently, you know, the whole situation with Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that were coming to Houston, and then they were just, like, the system was so backed up, they couldn't, so people could live there essentially for over a year.
Right.
And not pay for anything, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's too long to get them evicted versus if you just call 911 and have your gun and, like, say you got insurance. Yeah. She didn't do it, but I'm just, like, I saw a little bit of twinge of, like, she could do that, you know?
Well, your friend is a lot nicer than I am, that's for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, yeah. I would have gotten those people out after the first month of not paying.
Yeah.
Even though if it was Katrina. I don't care.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Physical force? Is it worth
it? No, definitely not. I just call the cops.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could do that, too. You could do that, too. So Orange County, what brought you to Orange County?
I love it there. I
you
mean,
do?
I heard you guys talking about
it
the
is
valley.
Beautiful, huh?
Oh yeah, I love it. Irvine is my favorite place.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, safest city in the nation. I don't live there. That's just a statistic I heard.
Oh, where do you live?
I live on the border of like Whittier and La Habra.
Oh, okay.
So,
I don't know where that is, but
yeah, it's like literally like right before you head into Orange County.
Oh, okay.
So I just claim Orange County just because it doesn't feel like LA County anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. So what brought you there? I know you went to school there, but did you grow up there?
Oh, yeah. No, I grew up in Whittier my entire life.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
It was a sweet deal. I love it. I love it there because it's a safe neighborhood. Well, maybe not anymore. It's getting pretty rough, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, people in South Central are discovering Whittier and stuff
like
really?
That.
Oh, really? Yeah, they keep heading towards the coast.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, when did we get all these homeless people?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so, time to move. Man.
Yeah, it's definitely time to move. But
do you know what they mean when they say the orange curtain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's funny that you say that. My girlfriend's aunt always refers to the orange curtain, like just says, yeah, we're going to cross the orange curtain today. We got to go visit you guys, you know?
So, yeah,
because it's just kind of like they're really removed. From, I guess it's just
it's a different lifestyle.
It's very suburbia,
yeah.
But it's in most parts of the country, it's very suburban. That's normal. But when you're in LA, it's right there, blah, 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 LA, LA, and then you've got massive suburbia next to it. I guess there is like a curtain vibe.
Oh yeah, no, there totally is. I mean, I don't remember the last time I've actually hung out in LA, like Hollywood Boulevard or any of that.
Yeah, I live right there.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I used to go to the Geisha House on Hollywood Boulevard all the time. Love the sushi there. But now I just. Kind of don't go there anymore.
Yeah,
either.
Well,
just hang out in Orange County now.
Yeah,
I've only been out to the valley like a couple times. Like I've been out here
nothing
maybe
to
once.
Do here. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys said it's more like a family vibe out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. You know. So yeah, but so I wanted to bring up the California the gay marriage thing.
Uh-huh.
I guess they're going to rule on that today this
okay.
morning.
Yeah, the stay
by noon, right? So if the case, you know, I mean, if the stay is lifted, then the marriage will be legal in California for same mm-hmm. sex.
Yeah, I feel bad
but
for
But they're
my mom.
Saying the case could probably end up in the U.S. Supreme Court, which it probably will.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think people are going to let this slide, you know. The proponents.
So it was voted on twice, and it was no, and then a judge overruled it, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about that?
Well, I campaigned heavily for the yes side. Well, that's you know, no means yes, yes means no.
Yes for gay marriage or no? For
no,
gay
no for gay
no,
marriage.
He's against
oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm against it. I mean, I have quite a few gay friends.
Right.
But I mean, I don't.
But it doesn't mean you have to like the idea of marriage.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But
you see, that's what I want to make sure people don't understand. If you oppose or if you're for Prop 8, it doesn't mean you're like. Anti-gay, you know?
I think a lot of people get that confused. And
yeah,
they,
because...
They think I hate gay people. It's
yeah,
like,
and then they start thinking about, you know, whether it's okay to be gay or not. I mean, I don't think that's the question here at all. The question is, should we recognize their union as a marriage? You know, and that's a different thing. That's not rejecting gays. It's rejecting an idea.
Yeah, I actually agree with that. I mean, I'm all for, like, have law, have rights, have you know, be protected by the law. I think that, you know, it's not our place to tell people who they can be with and then tell them they can't have that person visit them in the hospital or will them their stuff. I mean, it's not our place to tell them that.
Right.
And I think that they should have those laws, but making it the same thing as marriage or, you know, asking people to change their definition of marriage, I think is...
It's going a little too far.
Well, and I think it's kind of like, you know, if this is about, is this about acceptance or is this about approval?
I think it's more about approval.
Exactly.
Than acceptance.
Is this about liberty and tolerance, or is this about making it standard and normalizing it to where everybody has to agree with you?
Right.
And I just think tolerance is a two-way street. Like, you've got to be able to go, you know what, people aren't going to agree with me, and I'm not going to agree with them. But at the end of the day, I have rights, and they should
right.
have rights.
Right.
But I think it is very hard to be anything but for it in this town and not be seen as, like, homophobic or a bigot.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. And that's what we were talking about
yeah.
the other day, you know? It's like it's almost like politically correct to support them. But I don't think that's the issue here at all, you know?
Well, I don't either, but, I mean, you know, I don't really know where this is going anymore, and I kind of feel like, it does. It starts to wear you out. You're like, whatever then.
Yeah,
do you feel that way? I mean,
I don't feel like whatever, because I feel like once I get me and my friends and people that I hang out with start believing that, like, oh, whatever, give up, I think, like, it's over. That's it. Like,
but, like, what's over? Because
like, what's going to happen if they are allowed to marry?
I mean, okay, The thing is, like, I think a country, Germany, I believe it is, they voted to you know, let the homosexuals get married and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the core family values started to go way down in that country, you know? And it was just kind of devastating, sort of, like, emotionally to that country.
Okay.
So,
well, it's hard to kind of use as an argument, right? Because it's, like, very...
Yeah,
like, statistics and stuff.
Yeah, I understand. But, I mean, that and plus, I just believe it's morally wrong. I mean, to be homosexual. I don't have a problem with them doing it. I mean,
yeah.
it's not my place saying, hey, you can't do that, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean.
Well, I think for me, it's kind of like legally, like, you had two votes and they're overturned and now a judge is overturning it. Then why have the votes? I think it's like a real slap in the face of the people.
Oh, it totally is.
I think the legal system, you know, and I always feel like I have to, you know, clarify that. I'm not saying they shouldn't, you know, have unions and have rights, because that's not, I agree that I think they should have unions and rights. But yeah, at this point, I don't know.
I mean, like, well, let me put it to you this way. If I were to get married to my girlfriend in a Mormon temple, the state does not recognize that as a marriage. I mean, I have to go down to, like, where my mom works at the county registrar,
right.
And I have to go get a marriage license, and then it's recognized as a civil civil
union.
Union, yeah.
Right.
But it's no way, like, if I want to get married at my church, it's not recognized by the state.
Mm.
I have to go down to the county and get a
right, like a license, marriage,
yeah,
so you're
apply for a marriage license. So
a marriage license, then it becomes a civil union in the eyes of the state.
Yeah, and
okay.
Then I mean, the church is just for, like, for us, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
And that's where marriage comes from, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I mean,
it's a theological institution, and
right?
And then civil union is a governmental.
Yeah, I mean, and if I remember correctly, they could still get, like, a civil union, like a partnership, a domestic partnership before this.
Right.
But
it is often, you know, about benefits, about recognition, about things like that. You know, it boils down to money, I think.
Well, I mean, I think what he's saying, and I don't know if this is...
Because nobody's telling them not to be together, you know, and people can recognize them as being together. But this is about getting benefits and
No, but I'm saying with the civil union, can't they have the benefits and the...
Yeah, I believe so. I think they have the same rights as a married couple.
But I think the bigger issue for everyone isn't about, like I said, it's not about liberation and having rights. It's really about, it's about approval. And they really want to be seen as equal, as far as their union, be seen as equal. And they want to be accepted as equal. And they don't want there to be any difference.
Right.
And I mean, I don't believe that. But at the same time, I don't blame them.
Yeah,
you know, I don't blame them for, but I think that that's where they have to have a little tolerance to understand that, you know what, people have the right to not see this as the same.
Right. Yeah,
you
I understand.
Know?
But I mean, if they're going to ask or demand that my church or your church or his church give the seal of approval saying, yeah, you can get married here. I mean, we'll marry you guys. I won't do it.
Right.
I can't do it. My church won't do it. We just won't do it.
Right.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, people want to start. That's why it is. It's very heavy, because then it goes into people's beliefs and their faith. And it's like we had a really great duo team in here that's on LA Talk Radio, Vinny and Susan, right?
Right.
Anyway, they were both they had very different views on the Prop 8. And the Susan starts going into, well, this is biological or this is this. And I'm like, we don't have to agree and we don't have to have that conversation, really. Right. Like, you don't want to hear what I believe and what my Bible says and what my interpretation of it is. I don't have to hear and believe what your interpretation of, you know, some evidence is biological, some that's environmental. Like, right. The reality is we don't agree.
Right.
And there needs to be just respect for that and going, you know what, we don't agree. And that's something that I did bring up, is that when you start implementing, you know, Prop 8, or I'm sorry, overturning it, and people, you know, it really infringes on the rights of those of different faiths that don't agree with it and now have to comply, or they're going to be sued, or, you know, right. And I think that that's really a part of it that's being left out, is that, you know, you're gonna tell people they can't believe what they believe now.
But I don't think this has to do with religion. I think it has to do with the civil part of it.
Yeah, well, no, and the civil, then call it civil unions. But once it becomes marriage, and you have an organization that doesn't want to endorse it, doesn't want to give marriage, does not want to perform marriages, or if you have a faith-based organization that does adoptions, and now that violates what they believe, you know, they now are forced to do it. Mm. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying. It's like there's something really kind of jacked up about that side of it.
Yeah. It's funny you bring that up, because once gay marriage was voted on in Massachusetts, and they gave it the seal of approval, the Catholic Church, they had to take their adoption services out of there.
Yeah.
They got the heck out completely. They're just like, okay, we're done. We're not doing it in this state anymore.
Really? Yeah, they had to stop.
Very interesting.
So I think there's a side of it that's just not being brought up, which is like, you know what, like, have all the rights, have all the whatever, but, you know, making people have to conform to what they don't believe, because you know, and was it less than one, it's less than 10% of the population or something that's
gay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, much smaller than that.
Not in West Hollywood.
Well, no. No, yeah. I still think that even though it doesn't matter if it's 1%, they should have rights, because they're humans and they should have rights. But, like, forcing other people to, like, change their views for them is just as intolerant as what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not
there's
like that.
Something to what you're saying.
Yeah. And it's not like that we're not tolerant. I mean, I've made this argument before. I would constantly go down to, like, Hollywood Boulevard or even West Hollywood, because, dude, they got some good restaurants out there.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of fun people, too. I mean, some of the better people I know are gay, you know?
And that's what I'm saying. It's not a gay bashing thing. I mean, I have
that's what I'm saying,
fabulous friends that are, like you said, very good people. And, you know, I'm not going to tell them they can't love a child. I'm not going to tell them that they... I'm not going to tell them what they feel is not valid. I mean, I have a different view on it, but I'm not here to tell them... who they can or can't be with, or that I'm better than them, and I'm not here to do that, you know?
Yeah. It's about acceptance, you know, and respect, like you said, you know, mutual respect.
But it's not. But there's a difference between acceptance and approval.
Yeah.
And I think it starts to become really, really violating when you tell people they have to approve of you. Mm. Like, you know what? You don't have that right either.
Yeah.
And I find that offensive. Yeah. But.
Okay. Well, in a segue here, our favorite singer George Michael is in trouble again.
Oh, shit. I love that man.
Charged with...
Faith, great song.
Yeah.
Baby,
charged with possession of cannabis while driving unfit through drinks or drugs.
Okay,
that's what they call, I guess, while under the influence.
Okay, say that a whole sentence
England.
Again. That was...
He's been charged. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it's like the England thing. But he's been charged with the possession of cannabis while driving under the influence. That's what they're saying.
Wow.
Okay.
So he was already drunk, and he had some
and he had pot in his car.
Wow.
And he got arrested.
In the UK?
Yeah.
How does that work out there?
Like, I don't know. They pull you over and arrest you? I don't know.
Okay, so you get pulled over, you get arrested.
Yeah. It was a dead giveaway. He was driving like an American. He was driving on the right side of the road instead of the left.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Do you remember when he got in trouble for the lewd act out here in Hollywood?
Something like
the
that.
The bathroom thing.
What did he do in the bathroom?
In a public bathroom thing. Yeah.
He just exposed it? Like, doesn't every guy expose it when they go to the bathroom?
Well, I think it was different. A little more.
I think he was getting it on with somebody there, no?
Was that
at
LA Talk
just
Radio?
Was he jerking off or something? No, that's before we existed, actually.
Yeah. How would you feel if we had two gay dudes in here that were giving each other, you know?
See you later.
No. Yeah, no.
Two guys is not the same.
Yeah, but I'm saying you'd be okay with it in your studio? And they're ejaculating?
Sure. They're not going to ejaculate in here.
Why?
No,
I wouldn't be okay with that.
They did not ejaculate, the girls.
No, the girls were, like, doing their thing, but they don't have the same excretion. So, you know, you'd be okay with men doing that? Sorry to your church.
No.
Tell them it's. Hey, I tell people because on Facebook I've got a lot of people's parents that are friends and
I think my
old
mom's
teachers,
listening.
And I'm like, look, it's not family friendly. We talk about everything. You know,
yeah,
I don't.
People should not listen to you.
No, I mean not that we're bad. We're just having. The thing is, we're having whatever. It's all over the board. I don't think it's bad. I just think it just goes there where some people aren't comfortable.
Yeah, and but I mean, okay. If we had a couple guys here and they wanted to stroke each other, sure, I'd
so
let
gross.
Them.
my friend count is going down on Facebook.
So I was noticing, though, like I was asking you about these blow-up dolls and like how many dudes actually purchase that.
Yeah.
I would like to know the numbers on that. I'm just curious because we have a flyer in there for this porn star's blow-up doll that people can get, and it shows her the different openings on her body.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, how?
Is that an inflatable doll or like the one I told you?
No,
like
it's inflatable, but I'm sitting here going, how lonely or... How,
yeah, desperate.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, how hard is it for you to find, you know, a lover at least?
Well, for some people it's very hard, you know, but I mean, I'll stick with my hand rather than go to an inflatable doll.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, you live in denial. You think nobody does anything, you know, but everybody you see on the street. Everybody you see on the street except for you and your friends actually does masturbate.
I hate to break it out to you. I know that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So you have a girlfriend, you said, right?
Yeah, yes, I do.
How long have you guys been together?
It'll be 2 years come October.
Really?
2 years come October. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
is she an OC kind of girl, too?
Yeah, she actually grew up in Orange County. She's past the Orange Curtain. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Did y'all meet in the Mormon church?
Yeah, we did, actually. We met, believe it or not, we met actually campaigning for Prop 8.
Really?
Oh, really? And you're like, I love this girl.
I was just like, yeah, she's wicked. This girl's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. That's super
good.
Great. Now, how did you get into the Mormon faith, or how did it find you?
All right. Let's do the... You want the long version or the short version?
How about the medium?
The short version.
The short version. All right. Well, started freshman year in high school. There's this girl in my class and I was attracted to her. I was like, hey, what's going on? I didn't know that much about dating at that point. I was just like, hey, what's going on? She's like, oh, hi, how you doing? And stuff like that. Like nice, like LDS girl, just being nice, not being rude at all. She's just like,
what's LDS girl?
Latter-day Saint.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know.
Yeah, you're not up on your religion there.
Guess not. No, LDS. Okay.
So I was just like asking, like, hey, how are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm fine. And I had no idea what to talk about. And I was like, well, what church you go to? And then she's like, oh, I go to the Mormon church. And I was such a jerk. I was just like, oh, well, what wife number are you? Like one and two, three.
Oh, that's funny.
I felt like a jerk after that. She's just like, you know what? I'm still going to be nice to you. And then... I've known her throughout high school, like up until my senior year, and that's when I started actually asking questions. And then she's like, "Well, here, why don't you come over to my house, and my parents will cook you dinner, and we have some guys that can talk to you about this." And I was like, "I'm not talking to no missionaries, dude." And then once she mentioned dinner again, and I was like a football player, I was like, "All right, I'll go."
Because you like dinner.
I was like, "Food, dude, I'm there."
Yeah.
So then I just went. I was just like, "Listen," I was just like, "Okay, I'll just eat and leave before they even get there." But the missionaries are already there, so I was like, "Ah, oh, crap." I'll keep an open mind. Listen, I kept an open mind, and I ended up
really believing it.
Like I felt really good about it. I still feel really good about it. So. That's how it happened, and 3 days after I graduated high school, I got baptized.
Oh,
so,
that's cool.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
So you're not for polygamy, right?
No. Our church is not for polygamy. Definitely not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do you think about the revelations that come out that constantly change, the revolving door?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, like the views that used to be about black people, how it was all sin-related.
Yeah. I mean,
you're a smart guy. You got to know a little bit about what's going on with the Mormon church.
Yeah, I mean... I don't think it was exactly like, oh, well, they're black, so they're lower than us. They can't hold the priesthood, because I think that's what it was. They were just not,
they weren't recognized as equals.
I honestly wasn't around at that time.
No, neither was I, but I'm saying it's the fact that the church was saying, you know what, there's a sin-related issue here, that's why they're black, they're not recognized as equals, and then later throughout, you know, later they've overturned that, and I mean, churches do that, the Catholic Church does that too, as far as like, you know, taking back things that they've said, you know, but as far as that being part of your doctrine, or past doctrine, it's not currently, same thing with polygamy, it used to be part of the doctrine. What do you think about that overturning? Just the fact that
I think it's great that that black people are equal to us.
Well, absolutely. I'm saying the fact that it's built into the doctrine, and they have a new revelation from a new prophet that then goes in and says, okay, well, that wasn't really true. I mean, doesn't that make you have a little distrust? Do you see what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, and no, not really.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just grilling you a bit.
It's okay. I can handle it.
I know you can. I know how deep the faith goes. That's why I asked it. Ask that, you know, yeah. See where you are with
Do you and your girlfriend wear the magic underwear?
Oh, man.
What are the magic underwear?
They're undergarments. And no, I haven't gone through the temple yet, so I do not. I'm wearing Guitar Hero boxers right now.
Oh, yeah?
What are the magic underwear?
Well, tell her.
I mean, I honestly, I can't tell you because I don't know that much about it.
Oh, okay.
Because I haven't been through the temple.
It's supposed to be like for good luck or something? No.
I don't think so. No. No.
Like to be protected, I think, or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I think it's something along those lines of some sort of protection, but I can't. I'm not gonna say for sure because I don't know.
Right.
So.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, I just heard about it, so I
really?
Had to ask him. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. So you, but you're liking it, you're loving it.
Oh, I love the church.
That's good.
It's great. I couldn't ask for anything better.
Oh, that's sweet. That's good.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't get to go as often as I can because I work Sundays, so it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah. So what do you do for a living? Oh, you're a broadcaster. That's what.
Yeah,
you are.
I'm in broadcasting.
That's right. So you have to work Sundays as well.
I work Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, that's.
This
cool,
is my weekend right now.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Wow, Thursday, Friday is my weekend right now.
That's not a bad. That's not a bad weekend though. Thursday, Friday, you can get some good hangouts.
Yeah. Yeah. I could do
that's
good.
That's like pre-weekend. I mean, I go out on Tuesday in LA, so you know.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I do. Ain't by the time I can't, I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I decided we're going to start going out more and stuff, you know, because we actually like it.
Okay, let's do a karaoke night.
Karaoke night sounds good.
Yeah, I got a couple jams. I'm ready to work out again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple fallback jams.
Yeah. Where's a good karaoke place?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. Sardos. In Burbank.
In Burbank, I've heard of it.
It's a hole in the
wall.
They
have like porn star karaoke.
Yeah, but
there,
don't
right?
do that night. Yeah.
So not that night.
Or you can, whatever. I'm playing. I'm just, you know, I don't hate porn stars.
No, because I've heard of Sardos. That's what comes to my mind.
You know, it's just a fun place. There's Dimples, which is very, very, you know, popular. But then there's some cool places on the west side like the Brass Monkey. And then there's some fun places, I think in Silver Lake, that have like old abandoned hotels that they do karaoke in.
Really?
Yeah, like fun kind of divey, seedy places.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
As long as it's not in a Chinese restaurant or something, man. Because sometimes they do that.
Yeah.
And it's like
Well, Brass Monkey is really fun, thing. But it's a bar, but it's in Koreatown. But it's fun. It's really, really fun.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the vibe of karaoke places because there's always people having fun and people are kind of letting their hair down. And it's not too like,
because it seems like all the comedy clubs, it's all the same after a while, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see the difference.
Oh, you mean going the same kind
of
acts
going
and
to
stuff?
The, yeah, going to comedy clubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. Although I like it, you know, but not too much. I don't think if you do it.
I think you got to go see some
often.
Really good acts when you see comedy because it can start to all become muddy and sound the same.
Yeah. So you have a performance.
I
tomorrow,
do.
Right?
I do. I'm gonna be. It's called Stand Up for Dogs. Check it out. It's in Hermosa Beach. You can go to my Facebook and get all the info. Kara Kimbrough on Facebook. Dogs need to laugh too.
Nice.
So you're doing it for the dogs?
No, it's a fundraiser for a dog rescue.
Right.
A friend of mine, you know Elise, who is on the show. She's she's actually put it together, and it's part of a rescue dog thing that she's been a part of. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. And it's at the 707 Club or 710 Club.
As long as you get some attention, that's what's important.
Get
on the stage and get some. Attention.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. That's going to be packed.
Yeah.
Really great lineup. Great comics going to be there.
I don't think I could ever do what you do.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do what I could do. I'm still trying to do what I could do. I'm trying to get paid more and more to do what I could do. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Kara everything you imagined when you listened on the radio?
Totally.
Oh,
totally.
Yeah. Don't ask questions.
What?
It's, you know, you do this thing sometimes where you're like.
What? But it's not about physical anything. It's
I
just
know.
About, you know, did you imagine.
I know, but
know?
When you.
Because sometimes
puts
you listen
this,
to people
right.
and you don't.
It's a very legitimate question.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm not disagreeing with you. It's the fact that you ask it in front of me and they're there, and then there's this pressure that they have to be complimentary, and I feel bad for them. Because you said this a few times. You're like, hey.
No,
did
but
you?
I didn't ask him if he liked you or not. I just said, is she what you expected to see? I mean, you know, he could have said no. You know, I thought it's a, you know, a small-breasted girl in black hair and all that stuff.
My
you
pictures
know?
Are up.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the thing. I actually I went to your guys' website before I actually contacted her or listened to the show. So I already knew what she looked like.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying there's been a few times where like there's been guys in here and you're like, hey, is she as hot as you thought? You'll say things like that.
Really? I said that?
Yeah, not like that. You've been like, so did you ever think you're going to meet the... And I'm like, I'll be like, no makeup on or something.
I don't
like,
recall even once that I said that.
You've done it a couple times.
Really?
And it's like the guys are like, yeah. And I think that I feel like they feel pressured to have to be complimentary.
Okay, well, that's good. That's what
radio
is about.
Like that.
Put them under pressure.
No, it's kind of weird and awkward. They're like, yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, meanwhile, they're into like, you know, totally like they're into like, you know, Armenian chicks or something, and they're having to be like, yeah, she's great.
That's quite your Armenian
chick. Yeah, I'm really into
here.
Asians, but no, she's cool for, you know, she's a human.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into Mormon girls.
She
Thank
said
you
you're
much.
Pretty young. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Really?
24 come this November.
Wow. Do you know how lucky you are to be 23, man? You got your whole life ahead of you, you know?
Unless he gets hit by a bus or something.
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Is that what you want to?
Absolutely not. But the thing is, you know, time is very relative.
No, it is relative. But, you know, all things being equal, he's got a long time to go.
Yeah.
You know?
But
yeah.
We all had 23. Did you? Would you really want to go back and be 23?
Yes.
Am I really the youngest person in this room?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it's cute. You thought I was younger now, but I love you for that.
I'm definitely not younger than you.
Sam, I totally thought you're at least 30.
Really?
You're 30, Sam.
Yeah. Maybe in the pictures. Yeah. No, I'm 50, man. I'm 50 years old.
I can't believe it. Yeah.
Kara shot in the dark. I'm going to say... 27.
I love you. 28.
Yeah.
Oh,
close.
Hey, you and my girlfriend should hang out at the same
very
age.
Very close.
There you go.
Really? So she's older than you, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's my thing. A lot of guys, like I think typical guys, they usually go for women that are younger. I'm the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
I was 21, I was with a 26-year-old.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you feel you want to be with the more mature ones.
I think a lot of young dudes hit on me. They do.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of... I think I kind of look
everybody
young.
Everybody hits on you.
So I think I kind of look young, but then also I think they like the confidence factor, and you're just a little bit more of a straight shooter, and I think they're like, oh well, you know what I mean? They're like,
they see
like,
it at a show, they're just like, hey, want to grab a couple of shots after this?
Yeah. If this was a night show, I'd be bringing some sauce in here, but yeah, I got to get some work done after this. But no, it's funny because it'll happen, and where was I recently, and they didn't believe it. They like had to show my ID there. Like they didn't believe it.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to show your ID.
They're like, no
That's
way. And then
cool.
I met this girl when I was working out. Really cool girl. She's a listener now. Super cute girl. We were chatting, and I said something about, you know, what I did and my age. She's like, oh my gosh, I thought you were like my age. You're like older. You're kind of older, huh? And I was like, yeah, but I'm still in my 20s. So back off, biatch. No, she's sweet. She's really sweet. But it's just weird, you know, because she's like 21.
Uh huh.
She's like, I thought we were like the same age.
Yeah.
So weird.
Well, it's hard to estimate age when you're that young.
I think you're right. It's kind of an ambiguous area.
Yeah, everybody looks older to you, you know, when you're 21.
Yeah, my policy is aim low. Aim low.
Just aim low.
Yeah, you don't want to insult the chick. Hey, you look like you're 42. I'm 29. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, too, it just depends. It depends on how somebody meets me, too, because I think I come off very mature on the radio.
Yeah. But I don't know why women are so uptight about their age, you know? I mean, what's wrong with getting older and maturing and
well,
stuff,
there's really
you know?
Nothing. I think it's a great process. I just think it's the pressure in this town to be a certain way.
Yeah, but it puts pressure on the person that's given the compliment or that's asking, you know?
Well, that's why you just got to learn not to ask.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's what I'm having a problem with. It's like, why can't I? You know?
Because
what's the big fucking deal about your age?
You know what? You don't have the same. I mean, look, hey, I don't personally, I don't care, but there's a different judgment, I think, that happens towards women with age, in this town specifically. It's very youth obsessed. They idolize youth, and they just, everybody wants to be eternally like 17.
But it's almost a universal thing where, you know, you don't ask a woman how old she is.
It is because it's kind of like an elusive thing, and there's stigma that can go with an age, with a number. Whereas some people, you know, whatever the number is, they are who they are, and they're fun, they're vibrant, you know. But yeah. I mean, I've dated a lot older guys, and they're even weird about they're saying their age. Though.
Really?
Like 35, 40 year olds?
Like 48. Like the guy I was dating is now 48. I was dating him and he was like 46. And I was like, aren't you almost 50? He's like, don't say that.
Yeah.
And he's like, he goes, I'm at the latest age that's considered cool, 48. He's like, even when I say 49, when he turns 49, he's like, it's just going to be done. I'm done.
Well, he's got a problem. Send him to me. I'll fill him in. Yeah.
I think the oldest girl I've dated, the oldest girl I dated before my girlfriend, she's actually one date. She was 39.
How did that go?
I want to have a kid. Okay, goodbye.
Really?
Oh, yeah, just not compatible.
Pass. Thank you very much. No.
Yeah.
Like eating at Olive Garden, I have my friend Erin to thank for that. She's just like, oh, yeah, you'll like her. It's like, oh, okay. Cute and all, but doesn't compare to my girlfriend. Thank you very much.
There you go. He's a happy man.
There you go. And to wrap up the show, I just wanted to say that Jennifer Lopez is out of as American Idol judge, so she's not going to be a judge on there. And they're considering Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. That would be cool, man.
He's cool.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
So that's
he looks
cool.
like he knows what he's doing. He's lived it. He's done it. He gets it.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, Danny, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We appreciate the drive. I know it was a long one, and you have a long one back, too.
I'll be all right.
Yeah, just turn on the music. You'll be fine. You can have all your friends listen to the show later on.
So oh, yeah.
That would be cool. So thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me,
all the best to you, and don't get married too young, man. Just wait a little bit.
It's funny. My dad said that the other day, too.
He's like, take your time.
He's like, he actually said, don't you dare get married.
Ever.
And I was like, really? I don't think that's going to fly.
No, that's good advice. Okay, Kira, take care.
Okay, I'll see you
tomorrow. Don't run too much. We need you in one piece. And everybody, thank you for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.